Okay, good morning. So as we approach Chag HaPesach, Zman Chiruseinu, the time of our redemption, I know many of us are not yet feeling that redemption in the preparation, but I wanted to examine something that I find a bit peculiar at the Seder. You know, when we go through it, I feel like we're so used to the order that we've grown up with of Kadesh Orchat Karpas Yachat, the whole Seder, that it's become what we're so used to that sometimes we don't really think about. Sometimes things in the order can actually be quite strange. You know, I think the fact that the Tanaim decided to divide Hallel into two parts seems to be a little bit peculiar. The first part of Hallel, the Hallelujah, Hallelujah of Dei Hashem, and the Bitzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, we say at the end of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, before we partake in the Suda. And the second part of Hallel, Lo Lanu, Hashem Zecharanu, Ahavti Ki Yishma, Ma'ashiv LaHashem, Hallelujah Hashem, Min HaMitzar, we finish with after the Suda. In fact, the Torah explains that this is the reason that we don't recite a bracha on Hallel. Because Hallel is divided into two separate parts, we have a hefsek, we have an interruption, and therefore, when normally we would make a bracha on Hallel, we don't make a bracha on Hallel at the Seder. And he writes, "Be'inyan berchas ha-Hallel, ika plugasa dirabusa." He says, when it comes to Hallel, the bracha of Hallel, there's a big machlokas. Ritzva haya mevarech alav bet pa'amim. The Ritzva, he would actually make a bracha twice, because we have two parts of Hallel. Achat kodem ha'achila, v'achat achar achila. V'kein haya noheg, Rav Meir Rottenberg, v'kein katav Rav Hai, v'rav Tzemach, v'rav Amram. Aval haritz, Geyes va'avi ha'ezri, kasfu she'en levarech alav klal, l'fisha holkim oso l'shnayim, l'fnei asuzav l'achara. So there were some people who would actually make two brachas on Hallel. One at the first part and one at the second part. But there was a whole group of other people who said, no, we don't make a bracha because we divided it into two. How can you make a bracha if you have a hefsek, if you have an interruption in the middle? And he says that's what his father, the Rush, used to do, and that's really what you should do. Anything that there's a suffek brachos, because a bracha is a ma'akev, meaning you don't have to say the bracha in order to perform the mitzvah, and so therefore he says no, we don't say a bracha. V'yesh mekomos shenu agin lekros halal b'vet hakneses b'tzibor kedei shelo yitzterchu levarech alav b'shas ha'agada u'matov u'manayim ha'him in hagasa. Which is interesting. He says, so because of this sticky situation that we're in about dividing the halal, there are some shuls that are noheg, they have the minhag, to actually say halal in shul before the Seder is in its entirety so that they can actually say the bracha. So I think the question that we need to answer is, why? Why did Chazal see to it that Hallel should be divided into two parts? The first half during Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the second half after the Suda. The Levush Mordechai brings the Prima Gadim, which explains that the first half of Hallel, the Hallelujah, Hallelujah of Dei Hashem, and the Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, they discuss Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the story of leaving Mitzrayim, and therefore they're connected to the mitzvah of Sipur, of the telling of this miraculous story that we left Mitzrayim. But the second half of Hallel discusses other redemptions and the Geula Ha'asida, the future, the ultimate redemption, and therefore Chazal established it after the Suda. And he writes, Tam chalukat Hallel mipnei dechetzi Hallel shel kodem Hasuda v'daber hakol b'tzias Mitzrayim v'yishayach l'kol He says, the reason why Chazal divided into two is because the first half of Hallel is very much connected to the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's all about leaving Mitzrayim. And therefore, it's very much connected to the story that we're telling at that time. Right? But he says, what happens after the Suda? We're still discussing things, but we're no longer really focused on the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather it's a different, you know, quote unquote, a little bit of a different emphasis. We're talking about future redemptions and other redemptions that we've experienced. L'kach kavuol yachad acharei asuda mitamzeh no'agin lomar shpo chamaskach kodem lo lanu. He said, therefore, the second part of Hallel, which discusses other redemptions and the future redemption, is put at the part of the Seder where it's very much connected to, the part of the Seder that we're actually discussing those things. And therefore, it's right after Shvo Chamascha. What's Shvo Chamascha? We're saying, we're asking Hashem to take vengeance on those who try to hurt us, and ultimately in the time of Mashiach. So we were talking about basically a different time period, whereas the first half of the Seder really very much connects to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The second half of the Seder is about other redemptions, and we're asking for the future redemption, Lashon Haba B'Yerushalayim. And so therefore, we put each part of Hallel by the part of the Seder that it is most shayach to, that it's most connected to. Rav Pinchas Friedman, someone we've quoted a number of times in the Shir before, in his Sefer Shvilei Pinchas, brings another explanation, which I think we can all very much relate to. He explains that the division of Hallel based on the Ramban's explanation of the purpose of miracles. There's a very, very famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, and he writes, I'll read it inside. Umin hanisim hagdolim hamoforsamim adam modeh benisim hanistarim shehem yisod haTorah kula she'ein la'adam chelak b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu ad sh'na'amin b'chol dvarinu mikarinu. So basically he says, what is the purpose of these amazing supernatural events, these miracles that happen? The purpose is that we should come to the recognition of all of the quote-unquote hidden miracles, the things that are not so supernatural. We should be able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of those quote-unquote smaller, more mundane, more natural things. Shakulan nisim ein bahem teva umen hagoshel olam bein birabim bein biyachid ela im yaseh mitzvot yasichu scharo veim yavor aleim yachmitu ansho hakol gzeiras alav kasher esgarti kfar. Basically, it's all from Hashem. The things that we view as supernatural and the things that we think are natural, they're really all nisim. And the purpose of the Nisim Gluyim, the open, supernatural, one-time events, are really to open our eyes so that we come to remind us that what? Even the ordinary events in our day-to-day lives are really extraordinary. It's all from Hashem, and it's all really the same thing. So we learn from the words of the Ramban that on the night of Pesach, when we fulfill the mitzvah of Vihigadat Levincha by telling our children all about the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the supernatural events of the Makos and of Kriyas Yamsuf, that the story cannot end there. We must teach them and inculcate within them the belief that even within the natural, one can find quote-unquote hidden miracles, as the purpose of supernatural events is to open our eyes to see Hashem in the natural, in the day-to-day. And this is what Anshei Knesset HaGdolah wrote in the Shmona Esrei. We say every day. We say modim. What are we thankful for? Al chayenu hamsurim biyodecha. Va'al nishmosenu hakdolach. Va'al nisecha shebechol yomimanu. Va'al niflo secha v'tovasecha shebechol eitz erev v'voka v'tarayim. We thank you for our lives, which are committed to your power, and for our souls that are entrusted to you, for your miracles that are with us every day. We're just used to them, but really, every day and every event is really just as miraculous as Yetzias Mitzrayim, as Kriyas Yamsuf. And it is based on this that we can better understand the words of the Rambam, who says that part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Lehodos Lo Al Mashek Malanu Mechasedav. Meaning, after we tell over the supernatural events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to also thank and praise Hashem for the natural miracles, in order to reveal and strengthen one's emunah in Hashem, like the Ramban writes, "Shenamin bechol dvareinu mikareinu shekulam nisim, ein b'hem teva umin hagoshal olam." Everything is a nes. There's no such thing as nature and the order of the world. Who sets up the order of the world? The same God who decides that the water should flow one way, then decides it should stop and stand up, or flow another way. It's all the same. There's no such thing as natural. Everything in our day-to-day lives is innate from Hashem. And it's based on this we can understand why the Baal Haggadah divided the Haggadah into two parts. The first part we say before the Suda, And the second part we say after the Suda. The first half, which is said before the Suda, from Halach Ma'anya through Gaal Yisrael, contains the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the supernatural events that surrounded it. Obvious, clear, overt miracles. After this story, we eat a meal in order to fulfill the mitzvahs of eating matzah and maror, which are also a zecher, or a remembrance to Yitzias Mitzrayim, to what occurred at when we left Mitzrayim. However, the Ramban tells us that the purpose of the great Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim are so that we believe in hidden miracles, miracles within nature. Therefore, the Baal Haggadah established a second part after the Suda, which mostly contains shiros and tishbachos, songs and praise on the Nisim that Hashem does for us each and every day in the seemingly natural. We praise Hashem for his day-to-day help. The regular things that we would not even identify as miracles, like we say in Nishmas, which we say at the Seder, Mivaldecha ein lanu melech, goel, moshia, podeu, matzil, mefarnes, v'onel, merachim, b'chal eitz sar v'tzuka. We have no other person, no other king who liberates, who rescues, who sustains, who answers, who is merciful at every time of tzara and anguish. Ein lanu melech, ozer v'somech ela'ata. You're in Hashem. You help us. You support us. You sustain us. And then it ends with Matzil ani mi chazak mimenu. You save the poor man from the one that's stronger from him. Ani ve'evyon mi gozlo. The poor and the destitute from the person who would rob him. Shavas aniim ata tishma tzakat hadal takshiv v'toshia. The outcry of the poor you hear, the screams of the destitute you listen to, and you save. Things that we just look at as regular happenstance. That's what happens every day. I wake up in the morning, I open my fridge, there's food, I'm able to go buy something, you know, people are taken care of, etc. But really, all of that is one and the same. It's just as miraculous. The Baal Haggadah was not the first, actually, to divide the Hallel. David HaMelech himself seems to have divided Hallel. If you pay attention to the first half of Hallel, which comes from Tehillim, it discusses the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hallelu Halu Avdei Hashem, Halu Hashem Hashem, B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. When Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Hayam Rav Ayanus, the sea saw and it ran away, Hofchi Atzor Agam Mayim, etc. Whereas the second half, the continuation in Tehillim, there's no mention anymore of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It seems to stop. We can explain this based on what we've been saying till now. Since the whole purpose of the great miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to bring a person to believe in the natural miracles that are hidden in nature, therefore in the second half of Hallel, David mentions the miracles Hashem did for him within nature. Ki chalatz nafshi mimaves, eseini midema, esragli midechi. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. Ma'ashiv Hashem kol tagmula yalai, kos yishua seso v'shem Hashem akra. How could I repay Hashem for all his kindness to me? Dachol dechisani linpova Hashem azarani. You pushed me, you're talking about the enemy that I might fall, but Hashem assisted me. I thank you for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The whole second half is all about his, not these supernatural occurrences, but how Hashem personally saved him in his day-to-day life. We can now understand the depths of why Chazal divided the Hallel at the Seder into two. It's for the same reason that the Baal Haggadah saw it fit to divide the reciting of the Haggadah into two. The first half, we discuss and we praise Hashem for the miraculous events of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And so this part of Hallel is said in the part of the Haggadah which discusses Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the second half of Hallel, where there is no mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but rather just praise to Hashem for all the miracles He does for us every day, embedded in the natural, we pair with the second half of the Seder, where we praise Hashem with Kili Olam Chasto and Nishmas Kol Chai for the amazing things He does for us in our day-to-day lives. It is precisely through these two parts of the Haggadah and two parts of Hallel that we fulfill the words of the Ramban, Umin Hanisim Hagdolim Hamefursamim Adim Modeh Benisim Hanistarim Shehem Yisod HaTorah Kula. The goal is to be able to take the supernatural occurrences and allow them to illuminate our daily lives by learning to see Hashem's hand in the natural. In reality, there's no such thing as natural, as everything is a nes and it's all from Hashem. And I think it's based on this that we can understand a rather confusing Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, says, Amar Rav Yosef, Yehei Chalki Megomrei Halal B'chol Yom. Rav Yosef says, I wish to have my portion with those who conclude Halal every day. Eini, is it so? Vaha Amar Mar, HaKorei Halal B'chol Yom, Harei Zeh Mecharif U'Megadif. He says, doesn't Mar say that one who reads Halal every day is considered a blasphemer? He's a Mecharif U'Megadif. So what does it answer? Kika Amrinan, B'psukei Dezimra. Rather, Rav Yossi is referring to what? Not the halal as we think, but rather he's referring to Psukei Dezimra. So, what's wrong with saying halal every day? I mean, wouldn't be praising Hashem in such a way on a daily basis be considered a good thing? If I can go through my life every day, and every day say halal as like a miraculous thing, I think that would be amazing. And why is Psukei Dezimra considered a more permissible form of halal? Rav Soloveitchik explains that Hallel is recited to commemorate a spectacular supernatural miracle. As such, if one recites Hallel daily, he's considered a blasphemer because, and I'll quote him, one should not require the daily invocation of overt miracles to appreciate God's greatness. Rav Yossi thus says that he would like to be among those who recite Hallel, namely Psukei Dezimra, every day, because they appreciate God's true greatness. When one truly appreciates that God of nature is the most magnificent possible manifestation on earth, he recites Psukei Dezimra, reflecting the profound sense of awe that is experienced upon witnessing natural phenomena. The purpose of Psukei Dezimra is to thank Hashem for all the hidden daily miracles, for our livelihood, for our health, whereas Hallel is recited in order to commemorate a supernatural occurrence. And the Rav says that a person who needs a supernatural occurrence in order to praise God every day, that's a blasphemer. That's Mecharif U'Megadif. The real goal is to be able to praise Hashem through the Psukei Dezimra, is to praise Hashem through the natural occurrences in our life. Real greatness is to be able to see and praise Hashem in the daily things, in the natural, not needing a supernatural occurrence to recognize His hand. In fact, the Meshech Chachma in Vayikra, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Dalet says that the natural, the day-to-day things which follow the laws of nature are far greater than the supernatural one-time occurrences. He writes, V'inei al derech neis bilti sidur ha-tivi eino min ha-pela kimo manu ki yotzei ha-zeh ava ha-inyan ha-nifla ba-ha-teva hu ha-hazana ha-tmidit shezeh kiyum ha-nimtzaim va-rakevet va-nifradim b'derech tivi Kol yom kavua hazana la'alfei alafim b'li mispar nimtzaim mazon asher kol echad yizon min ha'teva hu po'el morei al-chachma v'shlemes v'kavod Hashem yivrach l'mivin. He says, real wonder is the natural. What's really amazing, if you stop and you think about the world and you see that every day the sun rises and the sun sets, every day millions of people have food and they wake up every morning and they have water and the earth continues to function and to turn and do all the things and it rains and it snows and the flowers grow and the trees produce fruit, etc. That's far more amazing to do that day in and day out than a one-time, wow, the water split, or wow, God, you know, stopped the sun. Those are amazing things, but those are one-time things. It's a big show. It's much harder, much more, quote-unquote, magnificent to do something consistently, day in and day out, and to provide for the whole world all the things that they need. Really, all those miraculous, supernatural things are only there to remind us to look at the unbelievable things that we can see and the unbelievable miracles that we can find in nature. That really is the challenge that we face. The Meshech Chachma in Bereishis, in another place in Perek Hei, Pasuk Aleph, writes, Hinei kol hanivraim v'hametzias v'hashkacha b'chala, hu shefa nishpa mei zohar ritzonu yitbarach, b'li hefsek. Aval mei rov tadir osam v'ha'eger al asher hergalnu b'hem b'nei adam hapshutim v'litzboninu al maaseh Hashem zulak kasher habori yitbarach shmo v'shaneh ha'hanaga tadirot v'osel izman lo kvira ha'hanaga chadasha. He says, what happens? He says, we often get so used to certain things that we forget that Hashem is constantly sustaining the status quo. And what we view as natural, sunrise, sunset, rain, food, vegetation, the fact that we wake up every day, that we can walk, that we can talk, and we take that for granted because we're so used to it. It's what happens every day that we don't even think about it. It's second nature to us. And so Hashem sends us reminders through suspending the laws of nature and showing us a supernatural occurrence. It's light, it's so that it will cause us to once again look at the natural things as miraculous. Hey, it's not just this super thing that's miraculous, but everything in your life is really from the same God. It's from the same place, and it's also miraculous. Everything we do, the fact that the world can continue, that Hashem sustains it every single day, light and dark, day and night, rain, vegetation, life, health, etc. That also is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that really is truly miraculous. We just forget it because we're so used to it. When Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim and cross the Yam Suf, the Pasuk describes the event in a most interesting way. In Shmos Perek Yedaleth Pasuk Chavtet, the Pasuk says, "Ubnei Yisrael holchu bayabasha b'soch hayam v'hamayim lahem choma miminam u'mismolam." And the Jewish people walked on dry land in the sea, and the water was a wall for them on their right and on their left. Wouldn't it be more correct to say that they walked in the water on dry land? The opposite, as it says a few psukim earlier in Pasuk Chaf Bet. So the Noam Elimelech in his Luke Likutei Shoshana explains it's even more significant that we're discussing one of his works today, because today Chaf Alav Adar is actually the yahrzeit of the Noam Elimelech. And in Hasidic circles, it's a very big deal to travel to his kever, to Lezhensk, on his yahrzeit, something that which I was able to do actually twice, which is an unbelievable experience. So, obviously, he's in Neshama Shel Aaron Aliyah. We're still learning his Torah today on actually his yahrzeit, which is very exciting. So the Noam Elimelech in his Likutei Shoshana explains that the higher level of faith draws not from the miraculous, but rather from viewing the mundane walking on dry land as if we are walking through the depths of the sea. And he writes, "At the point of Kriyas Yamsuf, we saw it. It was clear. We saw, wow, look how amazing, how awesome, how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. But there are people, there are tzaddikim who can see this romamus, this greatness, this awe during the rest of their lives. Not only when they're at the point that the sea is splitting, that they're at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Shegam v'yavisha ro'in niflosav. These people are able to walk on dry land and see the walking on dry land as if it is a miracle. And this is what it means that the Bnei Yisrael walked by Yabasha on the dry land. Meaning what? They walked on the dry land with the same romimus, with the same awe, as if they were walking through the Yamsuf, as if they were walking through the sea. And this is what the tzaddik is able to attain. He's able to walk on the yabasha, on the dry land, as if he's besoch hayam, as if he's walking in a raging sea. He's able to see the day-to-day things in his life as miraculous as walking through an ocean. And I think this concept can also be seen in Parshas Beshalach, where we actually find the story of Kriyas Yamsuf. In the Parsha following the miraculous event of Kriyas Yamsuf, we have the receiving of the man, the slav, the mayim in the midbar. And yes, these events occur chronologically in close proximity to one another. But by placing them next to each other, the Torah is telling us something much deeper. It is echoing the message we have been stressing till now. Kriyas Yamsuf was a spectacular supernatural miracle. Hashem suspended the laws of nature to allow us to walk on dry land in the water. But performing miracles for us was not a one-time thing. The fact that He sustains us with the man, the slav, and the water, as well as provides for us, is also quite miraculous. The challenge is for us to see it that way. And that is why the Torah connected these events. Though we may view them differently, they are really one and the same. There's no difference in the miracle of the Kriyas Yamsuf and the miracle of Hashem giving us man or slav or sustaining us and being mefarnes us on a day-to-day basis. They're really one and the same, and that's why they're all connected in the Parsha. And so, as we recite the Haggadah, Pesach night, and we praise Hashem for the wondrous Nisim and the Neflos of Yetzias Mitzrayim, let us remind ourselves that those supernatural events are not the only miraculous things Hashem does for us. The fact that we wake up in the morning, we have what to eat, we're able to breathe and accomplish, and the list really continues on and on, should cause us to recognize and thank Hashem as if He delivered us through the stormy sea with the Egyptians in close pursuit. We must live our lives by Yabasha Biso Chayam and view the Yabasha, the walking on dry land, as though we are being saved from the stormy sea. The divide in Halal serves to show us that everything in the both natural and supernatural are all miracles from Hashem. And as the Ramban says, really the purpose of the overt miracles are just to remind us of all the amazing things Hashem does for us in a more hidden way, wrapped in something that we call Teva. And hopefully, when we recognize this, then we will be among those Rav Yossi so desired to be among, those who conclude Halal every day.